哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless each and every one of us.
相信我们这个星期用着喜乐的心情参加这个灵恩布道会。
I believe that we have all enjoyed this spiritual convocation with a joyful heart.
感谢主的带领。
Thanks to God's guidance.
让我们的灵恩布道会到今天是最后一天了。
That we have come to the final day of our spiritual convocation.
同时在这一堂时间，我们也跟大家继续谈耶拿书第四章。
And in this session, we're going to continue to study Jonah chapter 4.
我们请看耶拿书第四章。
Jonah chapter 4.
在第四章里面，我们要跟大家谈分享的是，在爱心上检视自己。
And I'm going to share with you how we should examine ourselves in love.
第四章里头啊，第一节记载，先知约拿大大的生气啊。
Chapter 4, verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly.
在他最生气的时候，他向神这样祷告。
And he became angry, so he prayed to the Lord.
他说我在本国的时候我难道不是这样说吗
And said, Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country?
我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神
I know that you are a gracious and merciful God.
是不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱
Slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
并不后悔所以不降所说的灾害
One who relents from doing harm.
所以我事先知道是急急就逃亡到他斯去。
Therefore, I escaped to Tarshish previously.
约拿先知啊，他在鱼的肚子里面深深的做悔改。
Jonah deeply repented in the stomach of the big fish.
那出来他做了调整以后，凭着信心传警告。
And with faith, he started to proclaim God's warning after he was spit out by the fish.
没有想到神就不把这个灾害降在尼尼微城里面。
The calamity that was promised in this prophecy was not fulfilled.
这个时候的约拿非常非常的生气啊，对神哎。
At this time, it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became very angry.
我早知道你就是不会降灾祸给他们，所以我就急忙逃亡到这个他斯去啊。
I knew that you will relent from doing harm to the city, and therefore I fled previously to Tarshish.
他违命逃亡到他斯去，这个是已经对不起神了。
And to flee to Tarshish was against God's will.
他也做了一个深深的悔改，信仰的告白啊。
And in fact, he repented deeply and proclaimed or confessed his faith.
结果看到事情的结果跟他的期待不一样，他就对神生气了。
But he began to become angry when whatever happened turned out to be contrary to his will.
他把所有的错都归咎给神了。
He attributed all wrong to God.
好像说他有预知啊，你不会降灾祸，所以我先逃亡啊。
It's almost as if he already foretold that God would not do harm to the city, and therefore he fled.
所以看起来他不是一个很认识自己的这个个性的人呢。
So apparently he didn't really know himself.
一来是因为。尼尼微城的亚述人呢、啊，是一直都是以色列人的这个仇敌啊。
The Assyrians in the city of Nineveh were the enemies of the Israelites.
那我们看到耶拿先知见不得这个仇敌好哎。
And Prophet Jonah obviously didn't want any good to happen to their enemies.
所以他应该有许多的想法。
And so he must have many thoughts about them.
所以他对神发怒。
So he was angry with God.
那二来啊，因为他受到这样的大灾害啊。
Secondly, because he had met with such a calamitous situation.
遇到船难。
He was shipwrecked.
然后被抛入海中。
He was thrown overboard into the sea.
然后又被大鱼吞之三天三夜。
And he was in the fish's belly for 3 days and nights.
我这个苦难呢，不是假的，是真的耶。
And such was the reality of his calamity.
奇怪，传警告，他们就这些恶人就可以悔改，然后不被神灭亡了。
And how was it that he preached warning against the Ninevites and yet nothing happened to them?
所以他的心里非常非常的不平衡啊。
And that is why he felt very imbalanced in his heart.
他觉得他受了这么多苦难啊，变成没有意义啊。
And he felt that whatever he had gone through before he preached the warning was in vain.
所以他期待神应该要降灾害给他们。
And so he was expecting the Lord to show calamity towards the Ninevites.
我们接下来就看哦，他生气在祷告里面，然后跟神说：“你让我死吗？”
And so he prayed to the Lord to grant him death.
我们看那个第三节
，Verse 3.
神啊，现在求你取我的性命啊！
Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me.
因为我死了比活着还好啊。
For it is better for me to die than to live.
哇，他用死来向神做这种类似威胁的动作啊。
He was threatening God with his death.
神是全能的主，你又算什么？
The Lord is the Almighty God, and who was he in comparison?
你这个约拿，你在世界有没有在世界都无所谓哎。
Whether Jonah existed in this world was irrelevant.
神也可以不用你去传警告啊。
God could not use him to preach the warning.
他也可以用别人啊。
He could have used anybody else.
但是神既然用你了。
But since God used him.
他并没有很清楚自己的使命任务。
Jonah was not very clear about his own mission.
那他见不得敌人还生存啊。
And he did not want to see that his enemies were still alive.
我死了比活着好啊。
It is better for me to die than to live, he said.
因为你顾念敌人啊，不顾念我嘛，我活着还有什么用嘛？
What he is saying is that if you care more about the enemies than me, why don't you just let me die?
先知敢跟神这样子祷告讲哎。
How dare the prophet pray to God in such a manner?
然后神在这里就跟他说，你这在第四节说，你这样子发怒合理吗？
Verse 4, then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry?
他虽然没有讲话，不过他的动作哦，应该他认为他是合理的哈。
And I feel like even though he didn't do anything, he must have felt fully justified.
我们看第五节
，Verse 5.
于是约拿就出城外，坐到城的东边呢。
So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city.
然后在那里为自己搭了一座棚。
There he made himself a shelter.
坐在棚的荫下，要看那个城究竟怎样。
And sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city.
他祷告完以后，他离开城，以尼尼微城，到城的东边，坐在那边搭棚，要看神啊，你要顾念我还是顾念那个城啊？
After he preached his warning, Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city to see.Whether God would care more for the city or for him.
哇，他真的好大胆哎。
How audacious he must have been.
这种做法就是要让神在要选他还是要选那个城哎。
He basically wanted God to pick one side, whether it is the city or himself.
我们人算什么？
Who are we as humans?
怎么可以强过神的旨意和道路呢？
How can we ever be more important than God's will and way?
就在第就在这个时候啊，这个神啊就做了三件事的安排。
At this point, the Lord did three things.
神这个时候很有耐心的要教导他。
God patiently taught him.
我们来看那个第六节。
Verse 6.
神安排一棵蓖麻树，让它发生高过约拿，然后可以让它有一个遮盖它的头啊。
And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah so that it might be shade for his head.
然后救他脱离苦楚
，to deliver him from his misery。
那约拿就因为这一棵蓖麻树，他就大大的快乐哦。
So Jonah was very grateful for the plant.
那隔天呢、啊？第六节这里说啊，哎，第七节这里说啊，隔天的早上。
Verse 7, but as morning dawned the next day.
那神就第二次安排这个时候一条虫子咬这个皮麻树以致枯干。
God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered.
这个皮麻树很高过约拿，算是蛮大棵咯。
And for this plant to be made to come up over Jonah, it must be a big plant.
安排一个小虫子、啊、去咬那棵皮麻树，它就干死了。
God prepared a tiny worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered.
第八节
，verse 8。
那太阳出来的时候
，and it happened when the sun arose.
第三次神安排炎热的东风
，that God prepared a vehement east wind.
这个从东南方过来的这个炎热的东风啊，是类似像粉风哦，很热的。
And so such a east wind would amount to something akin to a snowstorm, which is very a sandstorm, which is very hot.
所以太阳晒到约拿的头，让他发昏了。
And the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint.
他第二次向神说：“你就让我死吧。”
Then he wished death for himself.
我死了比活着还好啊。
And said, it is better for me to die than to live.
哇，他两次在神的面前求死啊。
Twice he prayed for death before God.
后来第九节，神对约拿说
，Verse 9, then God said to Jonah,
你因为这棵皮麻树发怒合理吗
？Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
约拿说，我发怒到死就是合理啊。
And he said, it is right for me to be angry even to death.
神就说，这皮麻树不是你种的。
10, but the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant.
也不是你培养的。
You have not labored for it, nor made it grow.
它一个晚上发生，一个晚上干死啊！你都还这么爱死它。
And it came up in a night and perished in a night, and yet you have pity on the plant.
所以神说，何况这个城里面有十二万多的人呢、啊，婴孩还不能分辨左右手哎。
And that is why the Lord continued to say, should I not pity Nineveh, that great city which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left.
神在教导他，你既然爱惜这个皮麻树，那城里面有无辜的小孩，十万多的，你怎么不爱惜？也有牲畜，你怎么不爱惜呢？
So what the Lord is telling him is that if you care so much about the plant who give youShade, why is it that you are not mindful of the over 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left?
所以我们看到这个约拿先知在服侍神的圣宫上面呢。
That is why in serving the Lord,
他的灵修出现了很大的缺失和软弱。
Jonah showed great weakness in his character and faith.
尤其他不懂得用爱去面对神给予他的圣功和很多的事情。
Especially when he was not able to garner enough faith towards the very mission that God has entrusted him.
他对神的爱根本就不明白。
He did not understand God's love.
那神一直都有怜悯人的心肠啊。
God is always compassionate towards humans.
可是他没有去体察明白。
But Jonah did not examine and did not understand.
他用自己的想法立场来去批评神。
He thought about it from his own perspective and criticized God for it.
甚至在祷告里面呢，发大脾气啊，对神。
Even as he prayed to God, he was exceedingly angry.
所以他并不是一个灵修很好的一位圣工人员啊。
So he was a holy worker who did not have a very good spirituality.
神的心意是怎么样？
What is God's will?
我们来看那个提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章我们来看这个第四节。
Verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这里说神愿意 万人世上的人都能够得救而且明白真道。
God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
那这位神他是有丰盛的慈爱和怜悯的。
God is full of loving kindness.
他是有恩典的。
He is full of grace.
他甚至是不轻易发怒的。
He does not get angry easily.
是因为人啊得罪神又做错恶事的时候，神不得不才要处理啊。
It is only when we sin against him with our wrongdoings that God will show his punishment.
有时候我们要去想一想啊。
Sometimes we need to think about it.
在人生的过程里面，每一个人的经历都不太一样。
We all have different life experiences.
你不能跟神祷告说，哎，那个人不怎么热心，怎么他什么都很好啊？我这么热心，我却痛苦啊。
In our prayer, let's never say that, why is it that person is so prosperous when he is not even fervent, and me, on the other hand, is so fervent for you, and my life is not nearly as good.
有时候我们会陷入这样的一个软弱的情境。
Sometimes we fall into such a weak, situation.
所以我们的祷告啊，就不容易蒙神垂听啊。
And that is why our prayers are not answered by God.
会觉得愁苦更加愁啊。
We feel as if, we have sorrows that add upon sorrow.
曾经我在台湾看到一则新闻呢。
I have read a news article in Taiwan.
看了非常感动。
I was greatly moved.
那个新闻是讲着在美国有一个黑人的女教授。
It was about an African-American professor.
她的身高不到110公分。
She was shorter than 110 centimeters.
他的父母把他生下来就是个子非常小。
She was born very short.
他很难过。
She was very sad about it.
为什么其他人这么高大很正常。
Everyone is so normal and tall.
我却生下来就这么小。
I'm born so short.
又长得这么黑。
And I'm so dark.
他曾经很不谅解他的父母为什么把他生成这样。
She couldn't quite understand why was it that her parents could give birth to her like that.
他到后来也非常讨厌自己为什么这样。
She hated herself.
结果他慢慢长大。
She grew up gradually.
他接触了基督教。
And was exposed to Christianity.
那有一天的时候他突然想感动啊想到啊。
One day she was moved.
就是神对他的爱很大。
And it dawned on her that God's love towards her was great.
有的人虽然长得很正常，可是他病卧在床上啊。
There are some people who may have been born normal and yet they are bedridden with sickness.
那有的人陷入的困境比他更多。
And there are some other people who are in much more adverse situation than she was.
他就开始体谅，哎，有的人比他更辛苦哎。
And so she began to understand that a lot of people are worse off than she is.
虽然我的个子长这么小，
Even though I'm so short,
但是我还可以到处走。
And yet I can walk around.
我还可以吃想吃的东西。
I can eat all that I want.
她被神的爱给激励啊。
She was inspired by God's love.
原来神对我并没有放弃。
She realized that God never gave up on her.
原来神的爱就是降临在我这么小小的一个人。
That God's love had been showered upon such an insignificant human being.
所以他就立志要为主做什么。
So she was determined to do something for God.
他就认真的读书。
She began to study hard.
也认真的建立自己跟神的关系。
And establish her relationship
with God. 这完全因为是想到神的爱。
This is only because she thought about God's love.
所以他开始学习在缺陷里面呢、啊。找到神的爱，慢慢把自己的人格、行为走到正途上面去啊。
So she found God's love even in her own weaknesses, and was able to turn to the way of the Lord.
最后，她读到拿到博士学位。
Ultimately, she received her PhD.
而且是在美国一个很有名的大学里面教书。
And became a professor in a very prestigious university in the United States.
他跟学生的互动非常好。
She had very good interactions with her students.
因为他如果在讲课在前面呢，常常学生看不到，他也不太能看到学生。
And while she is lecturing in the front, very few students could see her.
所以学生对她很有感情。
But her students respected and had very good relationship with her.
每次要上课以前，就有人把她抱起来，放到讲座上面，她在讲座上面讲课。
And every time she was about to give a lecture, a student would hold her up to the podium so that she could give her lecture.
她现在不会因为她这个特殊的身材啊，就自暴自弃，不会。
And so she no longer gave up on herself just because she was born short.
她反而认为我这样的一个条件正是可以见证耶稣基督的爱在我身上。
And she thought she is a living testament to the love of God in her because of what she has gone through.
那个新闻就是有一个记者访问她。
And that news article came from a reporter who interviewed her.
就问她说你的先天条件跟正常人不一样，你有什么感想？
And the reporter asked her, how do you feel about your condition that you are born with?
她笑一笑就对着记者说，那你认为呢？
She smiled and asked, what do you think?
记者回答不来啊。
The reporter couldn't give an answer.
她就笑着这样讲。
So she smiled and replied,
我很清楚神对待我的工作。
I'm very clear about what God wants me to do.
她关上了我这扇门，却为我打开了另外一扇门啊。
She has, God has closed one door, but opened another for me.
让她长得这样，这个门啊，被关上了。
My door is closed in terms of my height.
但是神的爱引导她往另外一条路，努力面对人生。今天有这样的一个成就，神为我开了这一扇门。
But God opened up another door in her life so that she has a direction to strive for and make something out of herself.
当她这样讲的时候，我们恍然的非常感动啊。
And as she said that, everyone was deeply moved.
我看到那个访问她的记者，就她的手就擦两个眼睛擦擦。
And the reporter wept tears and tried to wipe it off her eyes.
如果换作我们是她，我们怎么面对？
If we were this professor, how would we have reacted to our shortcoming?
因为他可能有很多事情就跟正常人不太一样哎。
Perhaps you would live a very different life from most people.
不知道谁会娶她做太太，这个我们也不知道啊。
Who would marry her? Nobody knows.
那她有很多的事情真的不方便啊。
And there are many inconveniences in her life.
但是我相信她可能是全世界最快乐的一个人。
But I believe she must have been one of the most happy person on earth.
因为她想到神的爱。
Because she thought of the
love of God. 然后神的爱激励了她。
And the love of God inspired her.
她能够展现在她的这个生命里面。
And she could show it in her life.
然后去成就很难让人想象所成就的事迹。
And to accomplish something that most people could not.
反而她认为我是在为天上的耶稣基督做见证。
And she thought of herself as a testament to his father, her father in heaven.
所以，当我们在爱心的侍奉上面，我们可以想想我们自己跟神的关系。
So we should examine ourselves in our servitude and in our love.
我们看到保罗为什么为了传福音建立教会，他可以啊。丧失自己性命，完成神的这个旨意的托付。
Why was it that Paul was willing to sacrifice himself only for the sake of the ministry and for establishing churches according to God's will and command?
他被人唾弃。
He was ridiculed.
被人鞭打。
He was whipped.
有一次在路士的被打的半死，丢在城外，众人以为他死了。
And once in Lystra, he was struck so hard that he almost died.
在路斯德这个城啊，被打。
So he was bitten in the city of Lystra.
结果他醒过来，拍一拍一下，又继续传福音呢。
And he got up and continued to preach the gospel.
他遇到几次船难。
He was shipwrecked. Several times.
这些传难并没有让他服侍神的心智消灭，没有。
And these incidents never discouraged him from his determination to serve God. He was imprisoned several times. And he could preach the gospel in prison.
行传里头记载啊, 在16章啊, 在里面传福音, 整个一族一家人就来信耶稣了。
In Acts chapter 16, he preached the gospel to the jailer, and his entire family came to believe in Christ.
为什么他能够有这样的动力?
How did he garner so much motivation to work for God?
我们自己想，我们有没有信仰上的动力在支持我们呢?
Do we have any kind of motivation in our faith?
我们如果注意在教会里面啊,
If we take a look in the church,
我们如果讲话不注意, 你的一两句话, 你可以让那个人啊, 就不再来教会聚会。
If you are not careful with your words, you could make someone not come to church
讲的人没有爱心,
because of what you say. Whoever is making those statements do not have love.
那被讲的人, 信心不够, 所以因为这一两句话, 他就不再来教会。
And those who are the recipients of these statements are so weak in faith that they could not bring themselves to church after hearing it. And so these people have not truly understood the love of God. They are not able to take root in their faith in God. They live in the words of other people. And they live in this material life. They do not live in the Word of God. And they do not establish their spirituality in the Spirit of God.
所以他信仰的根基啊，深不到这个主的里面啊。
And that is why their faith has not taken root deep into our Lord Jesus Christ.
风吹一打就连根拔起就不见了。
With rain and storm, they will be uprooted.
我们非常稀奇保罗为什么有这种坚定的信仰的动力。
We're amazed and, about the conviction and motivation of Paul.
他这个动力哪里来? 可以胜过他眼前遇到所有的患难。
Where did that motivation come from that Paul was able to overcome all difficulties in his ministry?
我们可以想想看今天我信仰的动力是在什么地方。
Today, we should think about where our motivation is.
你可以为了爱主耶稣而可以胜过这一切的眼前的操练和患难吗?
Are we able to overcome all the present difficulties and troubles for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们来看这个哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Chapter
5. 14节。
Verse 14.
第五章14节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
这里第一句话说原来基督的爱激励我们呢。For
the love of Christ compels us.
所以这里讲得很好。This
is a wonderful statement.
耶稣基督的爱激励我们,所以我愿意承担,我愿意吃苦,我愿意永远的服侍主啊。For
the love of Christ compels us so that we are willing to take on responsibilities to serve him and to sacrifice for him.
那教会需要人的时候做圣工，你去哪里？
Where are you when the church needs someone to do
this work? 主的爱在你心中激励了多少啊？
How much has the love of Christ compelled you?
一点点事情你就可以放弃了主吗？
Will you abandon him for trivial matters?
体贴这个世界，体贴自己情欲的需要吗？
Do you only go with your fleshly desires and wants?
如果是这样，那主的爱在你心里呀。 没有办法激励你，在你的心中动工。If
that's the case, love of Christ would never compel you.
保罗他信仰的动力啊，第二是什么呢？
What is the second motivation of Paul's faith?
我们请看哥林多前书的15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
我原是使徒最小的，不配称为使徒。
For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle.
因为我从前是逼迫神的教会。
Because I persecuted the church of God.
然而今天我成了什么样的人呢？
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
他成为神的拣选的传道工人。
He was chosen to be a worker and evangelist of God.
他认为这一切都是神的恩典造成的。
He knew that everything was what he was because of the grace of God.
他能够拥有从神来的智慧、恩赐、能力、权柄，这也是神恩典的同在。
All the wisdom, talents, and drive that he had all came from God.
所以他有可以胜任神托付他传福音、建立教会。
So he was able to live up to the commission of God for him to preach the gospel and establish churches.
成为神合神心意的一个忠心的仆人啊。
He became a faithful worker according to God's will.
原因是神的恩典造成，而且与他同在。
The only reason was because God was with him and made him that way.
一个对神的爱了解的人啊。
Someone who truly understands God's love.
他凡事尊主为大。
Will magnify the Lord.
先追求神的国、神的义，再来谈其他世界的一切。
Let's seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then we'll talk about anything else.
这种秩序选择是耶稣基督在山上宝训说的。
Such priority was spelled out very clearly on the Sermon on the Mount.
但是我们常常啊忘记了。
But oftentimes we forgot.
或者爱神的心不够，所以我们都先选择世界生活的一切。
Sometimes we don't love God enough, so that we will only prioritize the things of the world.
我们把那个神的国、神的义、神放在后边去了。
And push back the righteousness and the kingdom of God to the back of our mind.
我们自己慢慢扪心自问看看。
Let us examine ourselves closely.
很多事情不是这样吗？
Isn't that so?
但是保罗很清楚。
But Paul is very clear about this.
他说是耶稣基督先爱我，为我舍己。
He fully realized that God first loved him and died for him.
所以他对耶稣基督的回应报恩啊，真的是做得比一般人还更透彻。
And that is why he reciprocated God's love more than most people.
所以我们从他的保罗书信里头啊，看得非常清楚了。
And we can see this point very clearly in his epistles.
从使徒行传的十三章到二十八章，他传福音的路线也看得很清楚。
And we can clearly see this from Acts chapter 13 to 28, in which his missionary journeys were described.
值得我们效法的一个很好的对象。
So he is an example worthy of our emulation.
我们就是不明白。不深入了解神的爱，所以我们常常有缺失。
It is exactly because we don't understand and we don't ponder over the love of God deep enough. That's why we have all kinds of weaknesses.
我们还自以为我这样子就不错了。
And we think that we are doing well.
约拿觉得他自己不错，所以他敢在祷告里面向神大发怒。
Jonah was so complacent that he dared even to raise his anger against the Lord.
其实从约拿对神的部分，我们刚刚谈那个爱的部分，我们谈完了。
We have talked about the part about God's love.
那我们要来讲他对人的这个爱的部分。
Now let us talk about his love for humankind.
他在做神的工作哦，他有期待。
When Jonah was working for God, he has certain expectations.
为了传警告，我受了这么大的苦难。
For preaching the warning, he had suffered a great deal of hardship.
你当神照他的说法降灾祸给尼尼微城的人才是。
And so he expected God to show calamity towards the Ninevites.
可是以色列百姓对神的爱没有反应啊。
Unfortunately, the Israelites never reciprocated God's love for them.
尼尼微城的亚述人却对神的爱有相当大的反应。
But on the other hand, the Assyrians in the city of Nineveh show great reciprocation towards God's love.
全城上下离开恶道。
And so the entire city departed from their wicked ways.
并且丢弃所中的强暴。
And threw away the violence that was in their hands.
他们做了一个非常彻彻底底的悔改。
They repented completely.
所以神就不这样灾害。
And that is why God turned back his anger and relented from the calamity.
对这个事情啊，耿耿于怀啊。
Unfortunately, Jonah resented it.
照他的说法，他好像有点不放过神呢。
It seemed as though he didn't want to let God go for this matter.
可是尼尼微城的亚述人呢、啊？
But the Assyrians in the city of Nineveh.
过了一百多年的时候，拿鸿先知又在传警告了。
Again, over 100 years later, Prophet Nahum preached warning against them.
他们不悔改了。
They refused to repent.
就在主前610年的时候，这个亚述国就被灭亡了。
And so in 610 BC, the Assyrians were destroyed.
这是后来的事情发生的。
And that was what happened afterward.
那这个约拿，那个比马术为他遮那个太阳，他觉得很高兴。
And Jonah was deeply pleased by the fact that there was a plant that was made to come up over him.
但是早上黎明的起来，被小虫子咬死了。
But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm and it so damaged the plant that it withered.
这个小虫子是非常小，而且是名不见经传的虫呢。
The worm was minuscule.
它这么小的一只虫，就可以把比马术给吃枯干了。
And the tiny worm was able to damage the plant that it withered.
是因为神要用这个小虫子，所以他才能够做这个事吗？
It was only because God wanted to use that worm such that the plant would wither.
同样的，我们很在意这个自己的感觉里面对人没有爱啊。
Likewise, we're so mindful of our own feelings that we don't show any love towards others.
如果神认真要对我们的时候，他随便一下，我们就不行了。
If God were to be very strict with us, how would we withstand His wrath?
世人啊，很喜欢往那个人多的地方，还有权位啦、声音大的地方，都会往那边靠拢呢。
Most people would gravitate towards power and prominence.
甚至不管真理，就往那一边去倒了。
People are oblivious of the truth, but would gravitate towards the things of the world.
我们不希望这种现象也在教会发生。
We do not wish that such an inclination would take root in the church.
哎，这个人在教会有点影响力，哎，他好像有点势力，我们就都是往那边靠，倒在那一边，不是这样的。
So for instance, maybe some people would show more influence in the church, and many people would gravitate towards that person.
我们应该用真理的角度去判断，哎，这个是属神的，对的，合乎圣经的，我们要站在这样的地方。
What we should do is to judge the situation according to the word of God and only stand in the proper place.
其实我们在当传道，在牧会也会遇到这些事。
And as a pastor, I often encounter such matters.
曾经到一个教会负担，他信徒数有600多个。
Once I was a resident minister for a church with over 600 members.
这个教会啊，出现了很多的问题。
There are many problems in the church.
所以有些传道被派不太愿意去。
And so some ministers were reluctant to pastor that church.
结果没想到突然我接到公文，我好好的在山上很快乐，可以看到野兽，就被调到都市去了。
Unexpectedly, I received a letter from the GA and I was sent from a rural area where I was perfectly happy in to pastor that church.
接触这个大自然的美和快乐是我们这些少数原住民的喜欢。
And in fact, as a native, I much enjoy nature and its beauty.
可是命令来了，我们非得要过去啊。
But since I was sent to pastor that church, I went.
这个教会有三个派系。
There are three factions in the church.
我一去，其中一派就请我吃饭。
One of the three factions immediately treated me to dinner when I went there.
不想去，因为怕得罪另外两派。
I initially didn't want to go because I was afraid to offend the other two factions.
因为我前面的几位传道，他们很用心的革命，都是流血流汗的。
And I heard that previous resident ministers would sweat and even bleed for the situation.
我心里想啊，我们这些都不会的，去那边不知道怎么办。
And I thought to myself, well, I don't really know what to do. What am I going to do?
后来我想，我还是去。
But I thought, I should go.
接受他们的请客。
I should go to the dinner.
当他们讲到这个问题的时候，我说对不起，我是站在，如果可以投票，我就参加耶稣党。
But when I went to the dinner, I told them that I would, if I can vote, I would vote for the Jesus faction.
另外两派分别请我吃，我也照样讲。
And the other two factions invited me to dinner as well, and I told them the same thing.
结果他们观察我一两个月，哎，真的我不站任何一派。
And so after a month or two of observation, all three factions observed.
接着就看到神在教会中间运行。
That I didn't take any sides, and God began to work in the church.
访问就有人得圣灵啊，在慕道者家、信徒家有人得圣灵啊。
And when we visited truth seekers, they would receive the Holy Spirit.
家庭聚会有人得圣灵。
And even in family services, there are people who receive the Holy Spirit.
在教会里面也很多人得圣灵。
And many people receive the Holy Spirit in the church.
神迹奇事彰显了。
And miracles and signs abound.
这个几个派系啊，就慢慢的没有，大家就变成一家人了。
And these three factions disappeared, and everyone became family.
所以啊，这个人跟人之间呢，真的要用真理对待，相爱，神才在中间。
And that is why, as long as we are able to treat each other with the word of God and in love, God will be among us.
耶稣他怎么教导啊
？How does Jesus teach us?
人对人的爱啊，怎么教导啊
？What does Jesus teach us about loving one another?
你爱你喜欢的。没有问题。
It is no trouble to love people whom we like.
曾经跟你有冲突、误会你的，哎，你要去爱他不简单嘞。
But how about people who have offended against you or who have contradicted you?
因为我们当传道有一个好处，就是跑很多教会，看了太多事情啊。
As a pastor, I was able to go to many churches and see many things.
真的看了很多事情啊
！I have witnessed many situations.
看到了很多的人物。
I have seen many different kinds of people.
那耶稣怎么教啊
？How does Jesus teach us?
当我们面对这样眼前的所看到的人，跟我们好像仇敌一样，你怎么去对待啊
？How do you treat those who treat you like an enemy?
我们的做法就是顶多见面不讲话嘛，你看我看你就这样走吧。
And the usual way that we would react to this situation is just to ignore the others.
那你这种做法是从内心爱他吗？是吗
？But is such act of ignoring others an act of love?
你有消除你心中的恨吗
？Have you removed hatred in your heart?
你真的原谅他吗
？Have you really forgiven him?
没有啦。
No, I don't
think so. 那耶稣怎么教啊
？How does Jesus teach us?
那个爱的最高点呢、啊？真的。很不容易做到哦。
What is the pinnacle of love that Jesus has taught us?
我们来看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
第六章我们看二十七节、二十八节。
Verse 27 and 28.
只是我告诉你们这些听到的人呢、啊。
But I say to you who hear,
听到听神的道理的人呢、啊、
But I say to you who hear,
你们的仇敌要爱他
Love your enemies,
恨你们的要待他好
Do good to those who hate you,
咒诅你们的要为他祝福
Bless those who curse you,
领入你们的要为他祷告。
And pray for those who spitefully use you.
我们在这一段这样看的时候，一个爱最高点就是要学会爱你的仇敌，赦免他。
This is the pinnacle of love: to love our enemies and to forgive them from your heart.
做到这一点真的很不容易。
This is extremely difficult.
但是耶稣基督就是这样教我们了。
But this is how Jesus teaches us.
真的不简单。
This is not easy.
要去做，你要有相当对神的一种爱的了解，你才能够慢慢的哈，坐在人的身上啊。
To be able to do so, we need to have a profound understanding of God and to begin to learn to do it.
约拿他做不到。
Jonah was not able to do it.
尼尼微城六十万人的人口啊，他没有办法展现他的爱。
Jonah was not able to show his love towards the over 600,000 people in the city of Nineveh.
他反而希望他们都是被毁灭。
He wished that every one of them would be destroyed.
这不是神要用的人的一个心态。
And this shouldn't be the mindset of someone whom God uses.
耶稣基督举办洗脚礼完以后，
After our Lord Jesus performed the sacrament of foot washing,
他就告诉他们，我赐给你们一条新的命令。
He told his disciples that I have given you a new commandment.
这里讲的新并不是新旧的新，而是活的有生命的命令。
This new commandment is not new per se, but it's a living commandment.
也就是我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样彼此相爱。
In other words, you should love one another just as Jesus has loved us.
这样子的话，众人就认出你是我的门徒啊。
And then people will see that you are my disciples.
可见那个爱啊，在耶稣基督里面是非常重要的。
And that is why love is really important in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你眼前的弟兄都爱不了，怎么可能会爱那个肉眼看不见的耶稣呢？
If you are not able to love the very brethren who is before you, how can you love the invisible God?
我们眼前爱得了，表示你按照神的道理行出那个爱的生活嘛。
If you are able to love people whom you can see, then you are living the life of love that God has commanded us.
有一次在一个都市的大教会里面负担的时候，
Once I was a resident minister for a church in a city.
那边的信徒数将近一千人嘛。
That church has almost 1,000 members.
结果安息日聚会真的很多人哎。
There are many, many people who would attend Sabbath morning service.
街上的游民啊，他看到很多人进去，他也进去，要一起吃饭。
And there are some random people on the streets who would come in to have meals with us.
他不但这个礼拜吃，他下个礼拜要带很多朋友来，十几个游民一起进来吃饭。
And these people would not only eat by themselves, they would also bring their friends to come and eat with us.
一面吃还一面打包。
And after they ate, they would even take food
home.
And our members began to criticize
them. 执会很重视这个问题。
And the church council was very mindful of this situation.
大家就最后请一位执事负责来跟那个游民谈一谈。
And so a deacon was assigned to talk to these people.
跟他们说欢迎你们来，但是有几个条件。
You are welcome to come, but there are several conditions for you.
教会是神的，所以你们来一定要洗澡啊，不能不洗啊。
The church belongs to God, and you must take a shower before you come.
第二个。
Second,
一定要参加聚会以后，你才可以来用餐。
You must attend our service before you eat lunch.
哎，结果可以配合的，他们就做得很好。
So, some of them were able to comply to our conditions.
那个不爱洗澡、不爱聚会的，他们自然就不来。
And those who did not want to take shower or attend our service would no longer come.
就这样子哦，就习惯聚会，然后跟大家团契吃饭，也很有规矩。后来有的来信主咯。
And after they got used to taking showers and attend our services, some of them even come to believe.
我们有教会的规矩要让他知道。
Whatever conditions or discipline we have in church,
他可以配合，我们就接纳。
We must let them know and ask them to accept.
你都还没处理，就说。哎呦，不行！哎，出去！这什么爱呀、啊、
？What kind of love is it if you are just chasing them out without working with them？
我们每一个人都有过患。
Every one of us，
神对我们都很忍耐呢，怜悯我们，不然他认真说你出去。
Makes mistakes, and what if God were to chase us out because of one thing that's done wrong？
爱心的侍奉要有真智慧、真知识。
And that is why we need God's wisdom to serve with love.
职务会就是要处理这个教会的问题嘛，所以一定要拿到里面去讨论的，不是一两个人随便讲就好了。
The church council must handle all the matters of the church, and they must discuss a way to resolve the situation.
产生共识，看怎么做比较好。
They must seek consensus to find out what's the best course of action is.
这个就容易展现出一个真正有生命的爱，让吸引人更多来亲近耶稣。
Only then can the church exhibit dynamic love towards others that would draw them to come and believe in the gospel.
人跟人之间的爱
，we should love one another，
是一种尊重，也是一种圣洁。
It is a respect and it is also a kind of holiness.
约拿并不了解
，Jonah doesn't understand this point.
他一心一意想要敌人全部灭亡。
He only wishes that his enemies were destroyed.
记得在其有一次在一个教会注目。
Once I was a resident minister for another church.
明天就要领圣餐了。
And the very next day, would be the Holy Communion.
今天下午聚会完，有两个老姐妹，都是六十几岁，跑来找我。
And the day prior, in the afternoon, two sisters who were over 60 years old came to.
当时我将近40岁，是现在看是十多年前的事。
Came to me, and that happened over 10 years ago.
他们找我的时候，两个不能对看哦，很生气哦。
When the two sisters came to me, they couldn't look into each other's eyes.
他们本来是很要好的朋友跟同工。
They were originally very good friends and co-workers.
其中有一个为了直销那个化妆品是吗？
And one of them was involved in direct marketing for cosmetics.
结果有一个就买跟他买这个，但是在金钱上就有点纠纷。
So the other sister bought some cosmetics from her and some misunderstanding occurred.
从那个时候他们就开始吵架。
And since then, they started to argue against
each other. 然后在众人面前互相批评。
And they criticized each other in public.
他们两个不能排在同样一组的圣工哦。
They would never work together in the same team.
哎，原来姐妹吵起来也不是好玩的，很厉害的。
And their fights were very heated.
所以我们弟兄尽量少惹。
So nobody should get involved.
尤其夫妻之间要特别留意啊。
And the situation applies to couples.
还是彼此互相尊重的好啊。
It is better to respect each other.
结果我就说你先讲，你不要讲话。
And so I told one of the sisters to speak up first and the other to keep silent.
然后换你讲你不能讲话。
And vice versa.
两个轮流讲，另外一个就在那边。我那个脸都变形了。
And as each one spoke up, their faces were contorted.
那讲完了以后
，After they spoke,
我就说啊，这些事情啊，搅扰你们的信仰啊。
These matters have affected or disrupted your faith.
我觉得你们两个越来越离神好远好远了。
And I feel that you both are so far away from God.
你们现在请你想神对你的爱有多少
？Please think about how much God's love has been for you.
我说你跟他我们都是在神面前都是罪人哦。
You and I, we are all sinners before God.
神的爱那么大，一再的原谅我们、赦免我们，为什么你们两个要这样做呢
？And if God has shown so much love for us.Why is it that you two are arguing?
讲到这里，我们就在那个办公室，三个人就一起祷告。
And after I spoken to them, we knelt down to pray in the office.
奉耶稣的名就按手在他们的头上，同时按手。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I laid hand on both of them at the same time.
一按不到十秒，两个都圣灵充满了，大大的哭，我错了，主啊。哭得好大声啊
Within 10 seconds, they were filled by the Holy Spirit and they cry out loud in repentance.
尤其将近70岁的两个 老姐妹哭了那个更不好听了声音。
And their crying was not very pleasant.
后来我们祷告完毕了。
After prayer,
我正准备要讲的时候
when I was about to,
两个就抱在一起哭了对不起我错了错了。
To advise them,they hug each other and said, I am wrong.
他们两个都有能力，很热心服侍神啊。
Both of them are very zealous and talented.
但是中间就是有过这一段啊，很痛苦啊。
But they have faced such an excruciating episode.
我说为什么你们现在这么好了？
Why is it that you are so loving towards each other now?
两个同时哭着跟我讲说，传道都是你了，你说要想神的爱。
And they blame me for it because I wanted them to think about God's love.
啊，感谢主啊
！Thank God.
后来他们成为很好的朋友，一起做圣工，一起聚会，一起做什么？哇
！So they became very good friends and would attend service and work for God.
今天我们是一样，要在爱心上面检视自己啊。
Likewise, today we need to examine ourselves in love.
这是一个很重要的信仰课程。
This is a very important lesson in our faith.
你如果没有爱的信仰的动力啊，你任何事情都做不好。
If you are not motivated by love, you can't do anything well.
神也不会纪念你所做的，因为你根本就没有爱嘛。
And God will not remember anything that you do because you lack love.
在哥林多前书十三章的第八节那里这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8,
爱是永远不止息的。
Love never ends.
也就是说真正的爱要有生命的。
In other words, love must have life.
不是属于自己自私的爱。
Love is not selfish.
而是用神的爱然后活化在我们生命里面的一种爱。
Love is something that we internalize with God's love.
所以我们在这里看见这个神的怜悯的怜悯人的心肠。
And so we can see from this incident, God's loving kindness.
他不单单照顾他的选民。
He not only takes care of his chosen people.
他也照顾其他的万族人呢。
He also takes care of all people.
所以整个约拿书里面短短四章，我们发现，在表明那一位神是审判全地的主哎。
And so all these four chapters in the book of Jonah show that God is the judge, a just God who judges everyone.
那感谢主，我们很顺利的把约拿书四章啊，很诚恳的跟大家做分享。
And I have shared these four chapters with you.
那愿神祝福大家。
May God bless each and every one of us.
我们的时间也到了哈。
Our time is up.
那我们就等一下休息一下，然后准备先参加圣礼。
We will take a break and continue with our sacrament.
我们一起来同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
好，谢谢。